the most hilarious thing. I had to turn on my... Okay, this is my voice navigation system.
Classic rock station.
Arguing with Led Zeppelin and me, and now they're playing their sweep, Daytona Beach, Florida. Yeah, we're at the junction of, we're at Highway 207, and I'm going to make a left turn, even though the navigation system wants me to go back to get on to Interstate 95. See, yep, they want me to go the wrong way. See, I'm trying to go to Gainesville, and the voice navigation system has this weird route planned, and it hasn't actually showed me what the route is. And luckily this time I actually know where I'm going, because the first time I let it take me somewhere was going to Orlando to get to the airport. And when I did that, well, god darn it, it took me on the most back route road way to get to the airport. It got me there, but my nerves were so rattled. And you gotta know that there's like, here, there's a freeway. Yeah, it's gonna complain now. Okay, let's hear. Well, here we go.
Proceed about 2 miles.
Yeah, and at that point, it wants me to make a right turn. And I don't know where I'm supposed to go with that right turn exactly, where that's supposed to take me. But, yeah, so they took me backcountry route to the Orlando airport, and it got me there. And then coming back from the airport, I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, because I've done that trip before, I'm going to basically just follow the signs to Daytona Beach. And then just blow through all the instructions that the navigation system is giving me, and then just see where that ends up taking me. And well, needless to say, I ended up not doing that, and it was driving me instead of me driving it, and it took me to a road that was closed, and so I had no choice but to go in one direction. When it wanted me to go straight, I couldn't go straight. I had to turn right, and I couldn't turn left, so I turned right and got onto a big freeway, and I was going west instead of east, and it had me make a U-turn, and then I went all the way around and then realized
in half of a mile right turn
that I was all the way back where I had begun. I mean, I was back at one of the earliest turns after the airport. So I went back and it followed its instructions again, and it took me right back to the place where there was no road. And I did it again, except this time I made a left instead of a right and ended up basically it got in sync and it said, oh wow, there's a road I know. And it...
Right turn.
Yeah, I see, I'm not going to take this right. Okay, I'm not going to, because I know that if I stay on 207, I'm coming up to Palatka now. No, Palatka's 10 miles. If I stay on 207, I'm going to get to Gainesville, and I don't care what they tell me, but this is the way you go to Gainesville.
And then, right,
having done this about 80,000 times. Hitchhiked it a lot, actually, when I was a kid.
Next left, and then
no.
Right turn.
No, we're not taking the next left, dear. And then I had the thought, when it got so frustrating, that they could program this thing to get irritated with you. And just say, look, I said to take a left, damn it. Why didn't you take that left? But it never gets irritated. It just, she's just the calmest person, but very, very, very stubborn about her way of doing things. You either do it her way. By the way, we're passing the home of the Bulls Hit Ranch and Farm. And we're in the potato capital of Florida, in case you didn't know that.
Proceed about 3 miles.
No, we're not going that way. Yes, I will proceed about 3 miles, but as we're entering Putnam County, Florida. Did you know they grew potatoes in Florida? Yeah, well, they did. They do. And there's palm trees, too. Palm trees and potatoes, do they go together? Yeah, I guess they do here. Anyway, this is quite a station we happen to tune into. It's hard rock from the 1970s here. Let's turn it up a little bit. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it on through. That's the Doobie Brothers. You gotta listen to the music, yeah. And one of their songs, Black Water, it's one of my favorite songs. I just like cheer up whenever I hear it. I've heard it about 80 billion times, so I just can never hear enough of that. Just love that song, it's just great. So here they do fill dirt and backhoe work and commercial mowing. Yeah, you see we're getting into the rural part here, where they do that kind of stuff. This isn't like, there's no vacation rentals here, and this is, they get tornadoes here, I think, too. Kind of very, very flat, and it's very stormy today, very stormy, because there's a tropical storm Arlene is brewing over the Gulf of Mexico. I would guess about 100 miles from here, maybe a little bit more, maybe 150 miles west of where I'm going west, so it should. But right now, it's, the road's clear, and it's not raining, and it's a beautiful four-lane highway with no traffic on it, almost no traffic. It's kind of an easy trip. Of course, I do think I ought to pull over at some point and sort of reprogram this thing so that it stops being so irritating. I just thought it was so funny. Here we go.
In half of a mile, make a legal U-turn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, we won't. No way. I just thought it was really funny the way she was arguing while, you know, Led Zeppelin was playing some great classic rock song. And, you know, it was like, who would have guessed? It was what I guess that's what they call a mashup, right? I mean, kind of a strange combination here. No. Okay, so let's see. You're two beeps now here. That means that was where I was supposed to take the legal U-turn, but I didn't. Now let's hear what she has to say now. What do we want?
Proceed about 3 miles.
And then I'm going to make a left according to the computer readout. This thing is practically worthless. I paid thousands of dollars for this. I mean, this was the same price as a laptop computer. This doesn't work worth a shit. It's weird. I think maybe I have to learn how to use it, though. That's the thing. And that's what I think I'm doing now. It's like, okay, I could have gotten onto the interstate there, and where would that have taken me exactly? I'd love to have seen the route that she had planned for me. What if a Republican got hold of this? You know, based on your politics, you're going to go this route, and all of a sudden, oops, where did I end up? Uh-oh. Sorry. With many apologies to Republicans. So where am I headed right now? I'm headed to Gainesville, where we're going to have a Central Florida podcasters meetup. And one of the guys, George Colombo, is coming from Orlando. And I think Kay Trammell is coming from Gainesville, which is weird because I thought she was in Louisiana. But I saw her post somewhere that she was going to be there, and that's great. I was glad to see her, and honestly don't know who else is going to be there. I heard that somebody from some newspaper is coming to this thing, so you never know, but I'm bringing my camera, and I'm bringing my recorder. I'm going to stay within the speed limit. I was getting ready to pass some guy with a Kia Sportage thing, or whatever it is. I think we might be coming into Palatka about now. Wow. According to this thing, I'm going to be taking 2 hours and 7 minutes to get to Gainesville, but I'm not going the way they want me
in
to go.
Half of a mile, left turn.
That would be onto Cracker Swamp Road, according to the readout here. And Cracker Swamp Road sounds like a really great place for a Jewish guy to go. How many guys like me come out of that place alive? That would be where I would think that the Republicans would want a guy like me to go.
Next left.
Onto Cracker Swamp Drive. How much you want to bet that goes to Cracker Swamp? Yeah. Cracker Swamp. There's East Cracker Swamp Drive, and then there's West. And now, folks, we're in East Palatka.
Proceed about 1 mile.
1 mile, where they're going to have me take a right turn. Let me just get, you know, luckily I printed out some directions from Google Maps. I have those sitting out. I'm going to put this down for a minute, and maybe I'll turn up the music a little bit here. Let's see, what's the deal here? So, 207, continue on East Church Street, West Church Street. Continue on 207, 207. Okay, I'm going to go on 207 for another 6 miles, and then turn right on State Route 100. And before then, I'm going to stop and reprogram this thing. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
In half of a mile, right turn.
Yeah, in half of a mile, what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for a place to stop. Okay, folks, we're going to put this thing to rest for a minute, and you guys go to sleep for a bit. You won't remember anything when you wake up. I'm going to pull into this gas station here. And we buy houses. Wow, nice sun. Cool. And then here we are. All right, very good. Okay, you won't remember a thing. Okay, we're back. That pause could have been a lot shorter than it was. I mean, I could have left it on because it took me a lot less time. I think that it was basically taking me to a place in a different city, I think is what was going on. And so I think that that's why the instructions made no sense. I think that, I don't know where it thought, I had chosen the destination by the name of the restaurant, and I was pretty sure that I had entered Gainesville, but now instead of, like, a huge long distance, so what do they want me to do now? Oh boy. Junction 17, 50 miles, 1 hour and 28 minutes.
In 2/10 of a mile, right turn.
Okay.
Next right.
That's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to make us a right turn going north. Well, this is quite a stretch, but we're going to do it anyway, okay? We're going to go right. I'm following your instructions, honey. Okay, Palatka, 2 miles. Yeah, this is familiar. I've been here before. This is one of the, like, when you're hitchhiking from
Proceed
New Orleans.
Proceed about 3 miles.
When you're hitchhiking from New Orleans, that was one of the places where you had to get out because almost nobody was going to the beach from there. So I'd usually stop at one of those places and get me a big, tall, cold can of Busch beer and drink it right there. Right there, y'all. I love the can, the Busch beer can. I used to drink beer then. Not a lot, but I used to drink it somewhat. And that's where I would do it. Because I was almost home, basically, at that point. Almost there. Almost there. So now, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to cross the St. John's River, which is a huge, huge bridge. Huge river, actually. And Palatka is a poor place. It's not rich. And navigating your way through Palatka is not that easy. But now I've got my oh, here's a funeral. Wow, looked out there. Yeah, that's what that is. What was I gonna say? Yeah. But luckily, with my guidance system, Palatka will be no problem at all. Just breeze right through it. Make a left, make a right, make a left, left, right, right. Here's the bridge. Yep, here we come up to the bridge. And that would be the St. John's River, which is, I believe, the Intercoastal Waterway. Ha ha ha. Or a branch of it. Yep, the St. John's River. It's not fresh water, I don't think. It's fresh water. It's huge. Look at it on the map. Check it out, Palatka. Now it's starting to rain again. Yep. Okay. Speed limit 40. Everybody's slowing down for some reason. It must be because the speed limit is 40 miles per hour. thing. This is now working. We're now in a functional relationship, everybody. Okay, so this is 2nd Street.
In half of a mile, left turn.
Uh-oh. Right. Well, what it called the left was really going straight. It does that sometimes. That is so weird. But it's the way it works. Okay, we're on 17 North and I'm 100 West. We're going to make a left in... We're on 9th Street. No, we're going to make a left onto 9th Street. So we're passing now. I don't know if you really care about any of this. You probably don't. See, this is where they say podcasting is, like, really boring. I think this is the part they're talking about. Well, but I have to do the drive. You might as well drive with me. This is what it would be like.
Left turn ahead.
Left turn ahead on 9th Street. Very good. Here, there's a red light on 9th Street, but a green left turn. Yeah, but this guy is going too slow. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. Am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? Oh, I'm going to cut a little corner here. Can I make it? Yeah. Nope. The light just turned red. Okay. We'll just hang out here and enjoy the Palatka scene. Right. Gainesville 44. I can see the sign. We're definitely going the right way. 9th Street is the right, correct turn. Isn't that nice? Because, to tell you why, because if you look ahead, there is a confusing sign that says 17 North, 100 West continues. And, okay, this is West 20. Now I can turn left now. Light just turned green. And this is West 20, and Gainesville is 44 miles away. And I got an hour and a half to get there, so I would say I'm going to be on time. In all probability, I would say, yes, sir, I'm going to be on time. Now, this podcast will be over long before I get to Gainesville, because I'm not going to talk for 44 minutes. We know that, right? Because I don't have anything to say that's worth 44 minutes. Uh-oh, 20 closed through Oh, geez. Now what? Detour. Oh my goodness. This is the poor part of town, folks. This looks like a poor part of any southern town. Road closed to traffic. Okay, well, it's going to be more than 44 miles. Now, let's see how my voice navigation system deals with this little deal trick here. Uh-oh. What did he do? It wants to know. Uh-oh. What the hell did my friend do? It's not complaining. Would you... What are you... God damn! See, it's a good thing it doesn't have a personality, because right about now it would be flipping out. It should be flipping. It should be yelling at me. Make a legal U-turn. Okay, here's my stop sign. It says detour left. Make left. And we're now on 13th Street in Palatka. Yep, Palatka. Nice looking town. I mean, you know, it's poor, but it looks comfortable. Now, I'm sure you could afford to live here. A detour right turn? Yep. Yeah. Oh, this is cool. I'm glad. Well, I'm kind of glad we're taking this detour. Because now we get the tour. That's why they call them detours. The tour. This is how we're back on the road. We're back on West 20. Well, the detour is over. But that's how we got the tour. See? Was it worth it? All that just to get that. I could have put that on my blog, but I never would have thought of it. And I certainly never would have remembered it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hurry.
Loaded with 24,500 now, 17,990. Thousands less than any other sport utility on the market. Every Isuzu comes with a 7-year, 75,000 mile warranty. Spin less, go farther. Daytona Isuzu at the Daytona Auto Mall. 6,000 cars, 217 miles, one huge location. I-95 to LPGA Boulevard or on the web at DaytonaIsuzu.com.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry wants to remind you that there's nothing like a Rolex.
That's Jared.
just wear a watch when you can wear a crafted work of art, a Rolex from Jared.
Rolex.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, you'll see the most.
And they say we don't like advertising.
Rolex styles, from the rugged Submariner to the men's president, the Lady Datejust to the stunning Lady Pearlmaster. Jared is the place to shop for a Rolex timepiece. Inside every Rolex timepiece is a precisely crafted symphony of more than 220 parts that compose a Rolex movement. Each is tested, inspected, and cleaned until it sparkles like jewelry. Come see our fine Rolex collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. We're proud to be your official Rolex jeweler. It can only be
Jared. Located in Orlando on International Drive near Bell's Factory Outlets and across from Oviedo Marketplace Mall.
My boyfriend Lloyd and I were thinking Arby's the other day. We get there and all right. The same thing.
All right, enough. So they say we don't like ads. Well, I guess it all depends. I mean, if it's an Isuzu ad, sure. Let's do it. Okay, well, I'm looking for the little doodad thing because I want to drink some Diet Coke and sort of space out a little bit. So I think that my little deal here is going to be just on. It says next turn is in 46 miles. Really? I don't know if that means the next turn, but I think we're on pretty good stead here. So I'll catch up with you in a little bit, okay?